Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hi, everybody. This is Carol Topp, host of the Dollars and Cents Show. Welcome to episode number 50 of the podcast. I started podcasting about 2 years ago and at delivering a podcast every other week. I'm up to number 50, which is pretty incredible. And in this episode and the next, 50 and 51, I am going to be giving you a podcast from a recent homeschool convention I attended where I spoke to an audience about 30 microbusiness ideas for teenager and or homeschool parent that they can start very quickly and easily. So I hope you enjoy these two episodes. As always, you can find the show notes over at dollarsandcentsshow.com. And because this topic for the next two podcasts is about starting a microbusiness, and because I'm celebrating 50 podcast episodes, kind of a milestone there, I'm going to give a discount on my Microbusiness for Teens books. I don't do this very often, but I'm going to put them on sale. So during the month of September 2015, you can get the Microbusiness for Teens books at a 25% discount. So the books normally sell for $9.95. You can get them for $7.50. The workbook, which is normally $14.95, will be put at $11. And you know what? Hey, I'm going to throw in my new and latest book, Career Exploration for Homeschool High School Students, which normally sells for about $12.95. I'll put it down under $10, so $9.75. So how to get the 25% discount? Well, it's best to go to microbusiness4teens.com, my website. There'll be links in the show notes at dollarsandcentsshow.com, or just go straight to microbusiness4teens.com. If you go on Amazon or some of the other places where the Microbusiness for Teens books are sold, they may or may not catch the discount price. But hopefully, if you're listening to this, Amazon has the new price. It'll only be for the month of September, so don't wait too long. So, hey, I hope you enjoy this podcast and the next one where you'll get some great ideas of microbusinesses your teenager or, hey, if you're the adult listening, can start. And I hope it's inspirational to you.
More than 50% of teenagers were unemployed last summer. Are you a teenager who needs some money but can't find a job? You can earn money by starting a business, and Microbusiness for Teens will show you how. You'll learn how to come up with a great idea, test it, and avoid common pitfalls. Discover the secrets to success, put into action what you learn, and before long, you'll be raking in the profits. Check out Microbusiness for Teens website for ideas and profiles of teenagers who are running their own microbusinesses. Visit microbusinessforteens.com and get started earning money today.
So anyway, I'm going to talk to you about 30 plus microbusiness ideas. Stephen, right? Can you hit to the next slide? Let's start talking about what is a microbusiness, since the majority of you were not in my earlier workshop. A microbusiness, as my definition, is just a really tiny business. One owner, usually no employees at all. The only worker in the business is the owner. I run a microbusiness as a CPA. I am the only person. I like to say it's three people, me, myself, and I. When I need help, I might hire someone specifically to edit a video or to do a job as an independent contractor, but no employees. And that's a real good model for teenagers to start with, because I don't like them having to think about hiring employees or going into business with a partner. It's just too complex for teenagers. Adults, I don't even like partnerships for adults, but one owner, one worker, one person in the business, that's a micro business. They're very easy to start. You should be able to start them very quickly, maybe within a week or less. Have your one client, you're in business. They're usually very easy to shut down as well, because teenagers are fickle. And they get busy, and they need to have a business that they can run for a little while and shut down if they get busy or they lose interest. So, and you'll get the idea as I share more with you, go like, oh yeah, that is easy to start, easy to shut down and run for a little while. Frequently, they're home-based. Or sometimes they take them off to college and they're college-based, dorm-based, but home-based, because I don't necessarily like the idea of teenagers putting money out for rent or needing a storefront when they gotta, you know, they gotta do schoolwork, right? They gotta be homeschooled, right? So I really like the idea of being home-based. Little or no debt needed to start a micro business. I really don't like the idea of teenagers, let alone adults, starting a business with debt, because then you're not profitable until you pay back that debt. Now, I think a small loan from maybe mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, small, a couple hundred dollars with a plan of how soon they could make that money back is maybe okay. But I just don't like starting with a whole lot of debt or a whole lot of, if you need money to start a business that's profitable. And I'll give you ideas of businesses that are almost immediately profitable. Save up the money to start a business where you need the startup money. It's kind of my solution to micro business owners use what they already know in their head or already own, like a computer, a piano, a guitar, their muscles, their lawnmower, their oven. Okay? So that's my definition of a micro business. If you want to learn a little bit more, a couple years ago, 2012, a public television station in Ohio, where I'm from, gathered me and six students. They were all homeschooled. Doesn't really come out in the PBS video, but they were all homeschooled. They and their parents were interviewed. And the DVD is sold downstairs at my booth with the set of books, but it's available on YouTube. So if you go to Micro Business for Teens, right there on the homepage is the YouTube video. So you can watch that, show that to your kids. It's got great stories of what these kids did, what they learned by starting a micro business. I think you might find it very encouraging and very helpful and interesting. And by the way, I'm going to give you about 30-ish viable micro businesses as part of this workshop. But there's a whole plethora of other micro business ideas on my Pinterest page. So again, if you go to Micro Business for Teens, you click on the little P, you know, the red P, Pinterest, go there and you'll find a whole bunch of micro business ideas. Whenever I find them, I pin them. Because when I wrote my books, Pinterest didn't even exist. So, changing world. Steven, can you hit the next one? Let's start, first of all, with how about some businesses that are related to homeschooling? Now, some of these might apply to teenagers. Some of these might apply to adults. Matter of fact, I am currently writing an article for the Old Schoolhouse magazine. Anybody read that? I think it'll come out in their winter edition. And it's an article about using your homeschool experience to start a micro business. And it's written for adults. But at least some ideas that teenagers could do, they can tutor. If a teenager is just a year or two ahead of somebody else, especially in math or foreign language, they can tutor a younger child in that. Book publishing. I know it's so much easier now than it ever has been to become a published author. All of my books, all but one that was published by a small press, are self-published. CreateSpace.com, which is a print-on-demand service that's owned by Amazon, is who I use to print and sell my books. It's just wonderfully easy to get published. So your kids, if they have the bug to write, let them write, and they can actually get their books printed for very inexpensively. Public speaking. Now, that might apply a little bit more to adults, but if you look at the speakers down there, look at somebody like Heidi St. John. She's a homeschool mom. Crystal Payne, right? They're wonderful speakers, and they make their livelihood now with public speaking, writing. Of course, Crystal, the money-saving mom, has her website and her blog that produces income for her. But anyway, public speaking related to homeschooling is a lot of what the speakers here do, even me. Look at, you know, I'm making some money off of my public speaking. And consulting. There are a number of wonderful homeschool parents that take the challenges that they faced in homeschooling and consult and help others. One is Lee Binns, the Home Scholar. Have you been to her website? Fabulous website, all about homeschooling in high school and then getting your kids ready for scholarships and college and things like that. Consulting. So, you know, or if you have an area of expertise, say like special needs, there will be people that will, you know, you can consult with and you can help them with that. Stephen, next slide. A lot of homeschool families would love to have everybody in the family be in business together. So I tried to come up with some ideas. And here's just a few. Curriculum sales at conventions. You see those downstairs. There are several families. Here's a picture. Does anybody know who that is? Can you tell by the background? It's a little hard to see. These are the two of the children of Hal and Melanie Young, and they have a website called Raising Real Men. Perfect example of how a family took their knowledge, their experience of raising six boys and finally two girls, and their website, Raising Real Men. They do something called Boot Camp 9 to 12, and it's like a weekly webinar, but they put a camera on themselves, and they basically help parents with that transition year of 9 to 12-year-old boys. Pretty cool idea for a business, right? They do it all from home. Anyway, that is Hal and Melanie Young's two of their six. Farming, ranching here. Sorry, I'm from Ohio. It's farming, ranching for you guys, right? Farming and ranching has always been family-run businesses. Caring and raising for animals. I'm a little weak on this area. If anybody have any other family-based businesses that involve that you could add to my list, I'd appreciate knowing about them. It's a little harder. A lot of times, I guess actually sometimes storefronts. I had lunch next to a woman who was running a restaurant. It's mostly mom and dad's business, and of course the kids help in the restaurant. But so there's just a few other ideas. I wouldn't necessarily call farming a microbusiness, though. Right? But the caring and raising for animals, you could get started that way. Or just simple gardening or selling the produce, more like a produce stand, could be a microbusiness a teenager could potentially run. Okay, next slide, Stephen. Thank you. Now this area, tech-based, a lot more potential here for a microbusiness that a teenager could run. By the way, some of you are scribbling furiously. This handout is on the website. I have not gone myself to THSC, but I believe the handouts, I sent it to them, so I believe the handouts are available on the website. If you can't, have you found it out there? Okay, so it's out there. So you don't have to scribble furiously. And I know some of this is a little hard to see too, so apologize for that. But let's talk about blogging. Web design, WordPress maintenance. WordPress is a blogging platform. I have five websites, and they are all WordPress-based. So if your child wants to learn about WordPress, it's relatively easy to learn, but it can become very complex as more things get added. And they could. I have hired a teenager, a couple of them over time, to help me with my blog, to help me with WordPress. They're fantastic. They're so knowledgeable. And one, Jonah, I hired him for about a year until he got too entrepreneurial and started his own business on me. Didn't want to work for me anymore. But he would say, Mrs. Stop, you know, I found this plugin for your website. Do you think you want it? Oh, yeah, thanks for looking, you know. He did some social media marketing for me as well, putting out, you know, tweets and pins and posts and all that stuff that it takes to promote a business. So in other words, your teenager or you, a lot of social media marketing is done by stay-at-home moms and homeschool moms. And you wouldn't know it. Big businesses hire them. And yeah, anyway, they are supporting another business is what I'm saying. But they will learn a lot. Like I said, my virtual assistant learned so much, he left me. He went out on his own. Apps, developing apps for the phone, iPhone, for the smartphones. There are app schools, so your kids can learn how to write apps. They can just be very simple, small apps. Again, it might not be a huge moneymaker, but your student will learn a lot by writing an app, figuring out how to market it, figuring out how to test it, figuring out if there's a market for what he or she is making. And then I've mentioned virtual assistants, which are people who assist you in your business, but you rarely see them because they work remotely or work in another place. It's definitely a viable business, and you can Google some things about what virtual assistants do. Any questions about that list? I know some of these things are like, I never thought about that, didn't know that existed. But quite viable things for some teenagers or some adults as well. Next slide. But some of your students are less techy and more artistic. And I've got a daughter who's very artistic. She started her microbusiness by doing photo shoots. She started by doing senior pictures. Just started doing one as a volunteer for a friend. Somebody saw her friend's senior picture and said, Sarah, No, Kelsey. Kelsey was her friend's name. Kelsey, who did you see in your pictures? Well, Sarah Topp did. That mom called Sarah, knew her through our connections in our homeschool group. Sarah, will you do my son senior picture? Lo and behold, Sarah was in business. So a lot of times I recommend teenagers start by volunteering this kind of work first, to establish a name, to find out if they like doing it, to find out what their pricing should be. So photography, now Sarah's gone on to shoot weddings. She did her first wedding for free, you know, as a volunteer to get the experience. Now she's charging and she's upped her price every time. or videography. You know, again, you might learn. My church has video cameras, and they have a team of volunteers. If you go to a large church that uses video equipment, ask if they put together training or volunteer teams. Okay, and your students can learn that way. Video editing. Boy, I've hired a couple of homeschool kids to do video editing for me. Sometimes I'll give a talk like this. I'll tape myself. I don't want to mess with the editing. I send it to them, they edit it, upload it to YouTube for me. So you can do that for businesses. If you ever visit a business and say, how come you don't have a website? My teenager can help you. How come you don't have a video explain your products? My teenager can help you. Or you can, if you're looking for yourself. Another artistic kind of stuff, though, is custom sewing, custom knitting, or crocheting. So there are two girls featured in that video, that YouTube video I mentioned called Starting a Micro Business. And Carly and Hannah. And they just started knitting. Hannah was adopted from Ethiopia, and she didn't have any language when she came. And they taught her to knit because it gave her something to do. And one day, Carly and her sister Hannah brought their knitted items to co-op, and they were selling them. And some of the ladies started saying, oh, this is very pretty. I wonder if they'll do it in green or a different color. And that's when I thought, these girls are onto something. And they started doing custom knitting, which means they wouldn't start on a scarf until they had the order. And then they'd say, you know, what kind of yarn do you want? Then they'd go buy the yarn and make it up. And they're quite fast. So anyway, it's a way of running your business pretty smartly to do custom. In other words, get the order, then make the product. There's another teenager I know. She sells these very cute skirts. They kind of come down to the knee, so they're modest but so cute. And she sells them on Etsy. All she needs is a waist measurement and a length measurement, and she can make a skirt custom. You know, then she has a limited number of fabric styles. But she got an order from a college sorority for 80 skirts, and she said, "Well, if you give me enough time, enough notice, she okay? Bump." If you give me enough time and notice, I can have those sewn up. Just need all the measurements for all the girls. So anyway, really cool idea. And Etsy makes so many things possible these days, right, for artistic stuff. Painting. Now, I have run into a number of talented kids. But what I usually tell them is you have to draw or you have to paint what your customer wants, not what you want, right? So usually I say if you can do portraits, pets, or houses, you can get paid. But if you just want to draw anime, or if you want to draw direct dragons, or whatever you know kids want to draw, it might not sell. Okay, but if you can draw portraits, which is very difficult to draw portraits, pets and houses are a little bit easier, but they're very technical kind of drawings. But might be potential for employment or a job there. Any questions or comments? Any of your kids doing some of this kind of stuff? Any of you doing this kind of stuff? Yeah. You know, I don't really, for adults, the CPA in me says, yes, you open up a separate business checking account because it just keeps things cleaner so you're not mixing business and personal. But with teenagers, not knowing how long they're going to keep this business, I usually say after a year, if you're still in business, set up a different business checking account. But give it a year. Just run it through. And hopefully the kid might have a personal checking account, or maybe that's a life learning experience. They're going to learn how to set up a checking account and keep good records of, hey, this was income from birthday present versus this income from my business, because they're handled differently for tax purposes. And that's real life, too. So that's right. I like them separate. I agree. If you're ever audited and you have mixed your business and your personal life, the IRS says, show me your business, or show me your checking account. You've just opened up your whole personal life to them. So for adults, I like separating them. Teenagers, I say after a year, maybe go get your own bank account. Or if they're, you know, 17 or 18, they need to practice while they're still with you on managing a checking account. So I've taught personal finance at my homeschool co-op a couple times, and I know I taught my daughter how to endorse a check, but she comes to me, she's about 18 at the time, she's like, Mom, somebody paid me with a check, what do I do with this again? I'm like, yeah, okay. Remember that personal finance class I told you? Turn it over on the back, you sign, it's called endorsing, take it to the bank, deposit it. Kids, they just don't know what to do with paper anymore. So anyway, good question. Good life training experience. Good life training experience. Next slide, Steve. Entertainment. If your kid is the extrovert, the actor, the entertaining type, he can follow Adam's example. I showed this in the previous workshop, but he was a party entertainer. He went to boys' birthday parties in character, in costume, as a Jedi Knight. And he showed them how to fight with lightsabers, which were styrofoam pool noodles, and he gave them each a certificate at the end. You are now a Jedi Knight. He even had a name for himself, a persona. It was great. And, yeah, he would charge $50 to $75 for a birthday party, and he was booked 3 months in advance. So, you know, and he doesn't do that now, you know. That's okay. He did it for a while. He loved it. He enjoyed it. It wasn't anything he planned to do the rest of his life, and that's okay. He learned a lot about customer service, time management, marketing, right? There's a picture down there. I can hardly see her, but she's a girl I met at a homeschool conference, and I featured her on the Micro Business for Teens blog because she's wearing a Rapunzel wig and dress there, so she goes to girls' birthday parties as a Disney princess, and of course, they eat it up, right? Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't like to have Rapunzel come to your birthday party, right? But, you know, Adam there went on. Now he has a band and sells his CDs, so he's still an entertainer, but now it's through his music. You could try event planning. Your child might enjoy event planning. So one girl in my homeschool, in my micro business for teens class that I ran, decided she wanted to see if she wanted to be an event planner. It was also kind of a test of her future if she wanted to do that. So as a test case, she ended up planning the Christmas party for her dad's business, his employees and his business. And here she is, 17 years old, talking to the hotel caterer. Talk about boosting her confidence and overcoming some fears she had. It was a great experience for her, Jade. For Jade. Okay, next slide. How many? Anybody counting? How many ideas am I up to right now? No, nobody's counting. That's all right. Okay, I encourage you to think also about a new spin on old. So we all know about babysitting. Babysitting has been a classic micro business for girls and boys, but largely girls to do forever. And there's great, you know, it's a great micro business. No startup money needed, and here's what you already know, right? But a new twist would be what's called a manny, male nanny, boy babysitters, who might be more in demand because they're more willing to do crazy things like water gun fights or wrestle or play video games. There was a wonderful Wall Street Journal about some of these mannies are so in demand, especially by single moms of boys, and that the mom doesn't want to or can't or whatever play the kind of way that the boys want to, so they hire mannies. And sometimes the mannies can kind of demand a higher price because they're willing to do stuff, right? And lawn maintenance. So a lot of boys will say, I'll mow grass. Great, great micro business, and encourage them to do that. It's good physical exercise. They're going to learn a lot. But they might think about adding services, like, it's not nice, but cleaning up after the dogs. So there's a guy in my hometown of Cincinnati who was featured in a newspaper story a couple years ago. His livelihood, his business as a grown man was to go and clean up after dogs. He charged $10 a yard, more if you had more than two dogs. Not the world's nicest business, but they're all, you know. If a grown man can make a living at it, a teenager could certainly do a few yards in the neighborhood and make some cash. Might motivate them to study harder at their academics. Right. but there was another man who came and spoke to my kids in my micro business, and he had a lawn maintenance business, and he found out that his clients were complaining about moles. Do you ever run into this in here? Yes. Do you? Okay, we have them pretty bad in Cincinnati. And he found out that, you know, he figured out how to eradicate moles, trapping and releasing them, but anyway, he found out that that became a more lucrative business than just the lawn mowing. So you never know, always be asking, what do your customers need that I can supply? You already have the customers, so give them more services. New spin on old. Now, sports-related businesses. There's some cautions here, but there's also some great opportunities. The cautions are, you know, be careful of injury, but a lot of kids might coach or assistant coach or referee. Do kids get paid here to referee in Texas? Yeah. Sometimes they're paid, sometimes a little, I don't know, independent contractors, or they're paid cash. And as a CPA, I'm not all sure that that's exactly kosher, but a lot of times they are paid to referee soccer games and things like that. Sometimes they can sell spirit wear. Local teams don't sell NFL logos, right? So that's one of my warnings later. Don't do that. But I've said to kids, there are some sports teams that don't get a lot of support from merchandisers. Like, for example, I bet your high school team gets somebody to make T-shirts for them. But what about a baseball team? Or in Cincinnati swim team, if somebody had come to our swim team and said, here's T-shirts in your swim team colors, here's towels, we would have bought them. Here's bracelets in your team colors. Here's flip-flops in your team colors. So anyway, I try to get kids to think about selling spirit wear to a group that doesn't normally have spirit wear. Sports for photography, both the team sports as well as maybe, you know, action shots. It's kind of a neat niche of photography, but you could do that, or videography as well. And then Inflategate, but equipment cleaning and maintenance is kind of important. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that the coach might be really happy to say, you're going to clean that for me? Fine. It means I don't have to, right? Take care of balls and cleats and all this stuff. All right? Think outside the box. Your kids might, something that they're interested, see an opportunity to have a micro business out of it. Next, Stephen. Okay, home services. Now, I don't know, do you guys decorate at Christmas time like my neighborhood? Theirs is like adult peer pressure, like crazy. Matter of fact, this is my house. You can't really see it, but this is my husband puts all this up. That tree, it's even cut off at the top. He uses a pole pruner because this is, like I said, adult peer pressure. So when we moved in, they kind of said, you know this neighborhood does lights, right? Like, okay. So we do. We do lights. But I often think it'd be a really good idea for a teenager to come around when he sees the neighbors putting up the lights, say, Mr. Top, would you like some help with that? Mr. Top, would you like somebody to take that down after January? Yeah. Or, you know, how about putting up the tree? How about taking down the tree? I would pay some kid to take down my tree. I like putting it up, but I don't like taking it down. If he just came around with a flyer and said, I'll help you do that, kid would be in business. No time. House cleaning. If you have a neat freak, she or she can earn money cleaning houses, garages, stuff like that. It's great work because you're paid for every hour you're working, to be honest, and so it can be very good. I know a team of a family, five daughters. They exchanged piano lessons for house cleaning. So I think three of them were taking piano lessons. You know, and one would have her lesson, then she went to clean the kitchen, and the other two were cleaning the other parts of the house. And so in exchange for piano lessons, the piano teacher got our house cleaned by these three girls every week. Clutter control, you know, cleaning out the basements and attics and stuff, sometimes the kid will also offer to sell it on eBay. I've often thought of that as I look at my bookshelves. Oh, I wish a kid would just come in and take all this stuff and sell it on eBay or Amazon for me, and I'd gladly give him 20%, 25% commission. So, garage sale assistant, kind of the same thing, only just online. So, you guys have extra stuff in your house? Yeah, homeschool books. Anyway, home services, easily done right in your neighborhood. Easy to start, easy to shut down, right? If they lose interest. Now, product-based, for the most part, have you noticed a lot of the things I talk about are service-based businesses? That's usually what I encourage, service-based businesses. But sometimes product-based businesses can be quite successful. I love, those are cake pops. Oh, addicting, though. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, if you went and sold baked goods, again, if the coaches or the teams let you, sell it at sporting events. Put it in team colors. Wouldn't that be cool? Books, I already mentioned, it's easier to now than ever before to self-publish. A lot of girls are interested in jewelry or clothing, designer clothing and accessories. The difficulty with these kinds of businesses is there's a lot of competition. You have to really be unique, right? So I can't remember where in my presentation, so I'll talk to you about this right now. This is a very unique product. It's called a man candle. I show this in my other hour. This is a business started by a teenager in Ohio named Hart Main. And his sister was selling candles with girly scents, and he wanted candles with manly scents, like dirt and sawdust and freshly mowed grass. And this one is New York style pizza. So you can pass it around. It's on the next slide. Okay, I'm going to share some ideas. These are the most unique ideas I have ever heard. Chicken diapers. Chickens are pets. I did not know that. But they're messy. Chicken diapers. I actually saw online, was I Googling chicken diapers? I can't remember why. But I saw online, you know how Facebook, you Google something, then Facebook comes up with the ad. I don't know why. Chicken leashes. So like you can take your chicken for a walk. Good night. There must be a huge market for pet chickens. Anyway, you can see the man. You can really hardly see it, but the chicken's got a diaper there. So there's a lady who makes chicken diapers, and small, medium, and large. Minimum size of your chicken. Okay, and you can't see it down here, but this is the most unique idea I ever heard. There was a gentleman at a homeschool convention, and he came and told me this story. This happened when he was a teenager, so this is a good 20 years ago, okay? But his buddy was helping a jewelry store with an anti-theft device, if you will. His buddy had tarantulas. And he took the tarantulas to the jewelry store after closing and let them crawl around in the jewelry cases because that deterred theft. Now you'd use electronic, right, security systems. And then the kid went back in the morning and collected the tarantulas. But he said that kid made money. I don't know if that will work today, but that was the most unique idea I have ever heard.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.